Hey, Dennis, I got an idea.
Yes?
Let's make some waves.
Hey, gotta love it. Making waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. Dennis Rom, Steve Bykwist. Hope everybody's just enjoying additional light and additional sunshine, and we know it's going to get warmer. We'll be talking about some things that'll get people out of doors here, and that's
spring
always
shine.
Yes, indeed. But Steve, I'm excited to have a little more detailed conversation. We had a big story break on LakeChelanNow.com earlier about the Lakeside Surf Project.
One exciting project.
Yeah, certainly is. Now, they were a little disappointed because they're running behind. But when you get a major project like this, Lakeside Surf is somewhere in the neighborhood of a $5 million project.
I'll bet it's more.
And But as you know, with anything construction-wise, Steve, not unusual to get some hiccups and some delays. And one of the issues they deal with is because
international.
Yeah, all the products coming from Europe. And then once it gets here, things have to be retrofitted and even the electrical systems. And so there's a lot of detail on things. They had one part that
voltages
got delayed.
Voltages are different there. Mm-hmm. Metric system,
Yeah. So couple that with a delay and something that they needed badly occurring, and it set back their timeline. They were really hoping to get open May, June, but they are still on track, according to co-owner Robert Bordner, to get things going there this July or August with that all-new Lakeside Surf. And Robert's going to give us a lot of detail on that entire operation, which, by the way, is a phased project. And the beginning part will include the parking lot, which is already done. Mm-hmm. It'll have a new separate entrance for the Lakeside Surf attraction, separate from Slidewaters, because it's going to be operating, as you know, extended seasons, earlier in the season, later in the season.
And so, is a separate business,
yes,
in essence.
Yep, has to be set up to do that. But while the water park is open, that's the cool thing, anybody that buys a ticket to get into Slidewaters has total access at no additional charge to the surf attraction. So that's pretty cool. So the parking lot, the new entry, restroom facilities are up there. They're going to have a taco truck on site this year. And then as they move forward into the additional phases, I wasn't aware of this one. They're going to have a full-time pizzeria there and a bar. And they're going to have additional sand volleyball courts, pickleball courts, an outdoor venue for concerts and stage attractions that'll be set up there. A lot of cool things. A boardwalk, a pier-type boardwalk like you'd find in Southern California. So it is a comprehensive project. And we'll hear more from that and just coming up here in a little bit from Robert Bordner about the details for that. But coming this summer.
Late summer for phase one completion, the wave.
Come on down and watch Steve hang 10.
You bet.
I'd pay for that.
Hang what?
Hang 10. Surfing term, buddy. Oh. It's a family show, Steve, yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'd go down there with my video camera and watch you take a lesson.
Hang what?
What do you think?
Sure.
You up for a lesson?
Heck yes.
All right, there we go. So, also, Steve, kind of a fun time because it is spring and they're already out. They had the Kokanee Derby here earlier in Lake Chelan. Lots of fishermen already. I watch them go back and forth early in the morning. They're out there doing their thing. And the Lowland Lake season will be opening up later this month. And with that, the Manson Chamber of Commerce is having their fourth annual Manson Fishing Derby at Wapato Lake Saturday, April 27th. And you can win a lot of money, $500 a top cash prize.
Ooh, I have not fished in Wapato Lake recently, but it used to be, not that long ago, went out there with some substantial sized boats, bigger boats than you would normally see on that lake, and fished it. And it's an amazing time. Opening day is fun. It's great.
Yep, it is. And any place, any time, I think you can get on the water and do some fishing. But, yeah, big fishing derby, fourth annual, $500 top prize.
You know, speaking of fishing derby,
yes.
And cool to have the North Cross State Highway opening in time for opening of fishing. And several weeks earlier than usual, that is a great economic boon for North Central Washington, and certainly the Menhow Valley. But that will mean increased pressure on numbers of the lowland lakes for opening later this month.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah. I was going to say, speaking of the Manson Chamber of Commerce, Steve, we want to welcome them aboard as one of the new sponsors on LakeChelanNow.com, and we'll be seeing they're so busy. I mean, it's pretty amazing. This fishing derby coming up, just kind of the beginning of things they'll be having coming up this spring. Lots of other things. Of course, their major event is Manson Apple Blossom, and
right around the corner.
Yep, right around the corner, and you and I will be there downtown Manson, broadcasting live, by the way, on LakeshoreLandNow.com. Looking forward to that. They've got the Rat Rod Show coming up, all kinds of things that are happening in the community of Manson as they head into the prime season of spring, summer, and fall. So put it on your calendar. The Manson Fishing Derby, 4th annual, Saturday, April 27th at Wapato Lake. Now, one of the other things I wanted to talk about, you were mentioning, Steve, about the Cascades, North Cascades Pass being opened earlier than it has been in a while. And part of that early opening is because we just didn't get the snowfall in the mountains, even though it felt like we had snow all winter.
Long winter.
The percentages weren't as high as the norms. And speaking of that, the Lake Chelan Basin runoff forecast, this is according to the Chelan County PUD, is forecast at 70% of normal. So what that means, the Chelan Dam hydro generation this spring will be reduced in order to be able to fill the lake up by that July 1 date.
July 1st, they are required by license, if at all possible, to have it at lake level 1098, 2 feet from what we call full, and hold it there into the fore part of September. With little or no generation going on, which is not unusual for this time of year, the lake will start coming up substantially, depending on temperature and inflow. And it's, you know, coming up nicely. It's up over 2 feet now from the lake level low for the year. And that we start to see as the lake gets to 1090 and above, more and more campgrounds, docks, and those kinds of things become usable along the lake.
And we should make mention to our listeners that if you are interested in up-to-date lake levels on LakeshoreLandNow.com on
right
our
over
main
there
page
on the right-hand
here.
Side.
Yes, you can click right on it, and it'll take you to the PUD information there on the lake levels. So, thanks to Chelan County PUD for that. And
the lake level page, by the way, has a picture on it that's taken from my dock at Stehekin.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you make them pay for that?
No.
Photo credit, anything?
I don't know. It's there.
Just kidding.
I
okay.
Know.
All right.
So, also, and while we're mentioning yes. lake level and snow, in the past, I've more than once accompanied the PUD. It used to be the Lakeland Reclamation District did them as well on snow surveys. Helicoptering up, they do that several times a year, usually January, February, and March 1st, to go up and actually confirm with on-the-ground measurements the snow and water content that is electronically transferred down to them from a couple of snow pillows up there. But those were, it's great to helicopter up in those areas and be able to land that time of the year. It's pretty, and it was fun to watch and see how they actually did the snow surveys.
Cool. All right, Steve, well, before we go to break and come back, because we want to make sure to have time on the program today to hear from Robert Bordner about Lakeside Surf at Slidewaters Park there. Some cool stuff going on. That'll be opening later this summer. But, of course, Slidewaters itself, the traditional opening of Memorial Day through Labor Day, that'll be their operations. And the complete schedule for Lakeside Surf, that will be adjusted as they get it officially open. But they're anticipating, hopefully, to be open maybe as far as into October this year, certainly through the month of September. So we'll hear more on that from Robert Bordner in just a little bit. Steve, we had some sad news to report earlier. There was a drowning in the lake off of the state park. It was a couple of gentlemen that were in a inflatable kayak, and that craft turned over. They both went into the water, and unfortunately, the drowning victim not wearing a life preserver, not wearing a life vest. And the only thing I want to say about that, sad, certainly, you hate to see those kinds of things happen. If anything, maybe create a little more awareness. For gosh sakes, when you're on the water in a smaller craft, especially, even if it's a boat, but a canoe, a kayak, stand-up paddleboard, especially this time of the year when that water's pretty doggone cold, put on a life jacket.
Won't last physically. Most people won't last very long at all the way the water temperatures are this time of year.
You know, one thing I've noticed, Steve, that's pretty neat. I was down at the PUD launch site in Chelan here in the river near the dam. And they've got a sign up that, and as a matter of fact, you see a photo of that sign on LakeChelanNow.com on the story we did on this unfortunate incident. And they got a rack of life vests there that just stay there. So if you come down and you forgot one, you can just pick the one off the rack there, put it on, make yourself safe, and when you come back, obviously, please return it so that somebody else can use it in the future. But I think that's pretty nice to see that that's happening, and I saw that happen at some other locations at the BB Briggs Park, for example. I noticed they were down there as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to go to break and for just a moment, and when we come back, we'll be hearing from co-owner Robert Bordner of the Slidewaters Water Park and the new attraction coming this summer, Lakeside Surf, right after this.
Chelan Realty, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. If you're looking to sell or buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty. Visit online at chelanrealty.com or stop in at 141 East Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan.
And we welcome you back here to Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. And I had the pleasure of getting an on-site tour and then a sit-down conversation with Robert Bordner of Slidewaters Water Park and the new attraction that is coming, the largest surf wave of its kind in the entire world. We'll be right here at Lake Chelan coming later this summer, July, August. Now, they had a slight delay. They hoping to be open in the May, June timeframe. That's not happening. Not surprising with a major construction project of this scope. And certainly, Robert Bordner is a little bit disappointed that that couldn't happen. But they're really excited, Steve, about the fact that it's still going to open this summer. That's going to be cool.
The exciting part for me is it extends the season for the entire valley. This will be such a major attraction. You know, we're always worried about our shoulder seasons. What can we do to enhance tourism in that industry in April, May? What can we do in September, October, November? This is going
to
do it.
Now, I want to point folks back to a story that we put up on our website, LakeChelanNow.com. You can find it, and you'll see an interview there with Robert. There's actually an audio interview encased in that story because he explained the official reason for the delay, had a kind of a written out statement that he read to us. But there's some great photos as well about the project up there as it is right now, and then a rendering, which is really cool because right next to that rendering side by side is the current what it is and then the rendering of what it's going to look like when it's all said and done. So check it out on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. But in the meantime, let's listen in to Robert Bordner. One of the things he talks about, Steve, is the reaction that he has gotten from the public. Robert, the response that you've gotten since the time the news broke you were going to do this to now, what's that been like?
We see a lot of excitement from locals to regional to national, and then our manufacturer has such a great vibe going out across the world that we really have people all over the world that are excited to come surf here at Slidewaters. And the big reason is because we're doing something that hasn't been done before. First in the U.S. and largest in the world. And I was talking to some guys the other day, and they call it the big wave because we're 16 meters wide, over 50 feet wide of surfing. And around the world, these guys are on 30, 25, a lot less. So they're really excited to come surf the big wave.
Pretty exciting things. Now, you took me through a walkthrough of the site, construction site right now, but won't be for much longer because you'll be buttoning things up and getting it open. You anticipate July?
Yeah, so we have some stuff coming, and it looks like it's going to come early July. And then behind that, we'll just be going as fast as we can to get it up and running. So we're hoping to get water flowing in July, testing done, approval done, and get people on it in July or August. I mean, it's the sooner the better, not only from our perspective, but from everybody else's. So everyone can rest assured that that's what we're driving for as soon as possible with as much as we can control. We're going to get people surfing as fast as possible.
And then, of course, it'll be an extended season from the normal Slidewaters, which is Memorial Day to Labor Day. But once you get this puppy going, it's going to be open several more months.
Yeah, so Slidewaters, traditionally, always Memorial Day to Labor Day. But Lakeside Surf has the ability to go further into the fall and start earlier in the spring. Now, obviously, this spring didn't work out, but into the fall for sure. We have stuff on the horizon. We're thinking about events in September and October, as well as just open surfing all the way into October. We really like to almost compare it to like golf season. So people are already golfing right now. I know I'm a golfer. I'm going to be golfing into October. And I think we can kind of, with the weather and with the vibe that goes on around town, I think we can kind of emulate that with Lakeside Surf. So if you think you can, if the golf courses are open, then it's our goal to be opening as well for Lakeside Surf.
One of the questions I want to ask you about, because we're going to have a photo and it'll be up on our website, lakeshorelandnow.com, along with the story about the project, but it's about the pumps. I mean, you got some Hurricane pumps on this thing, and I thought it was a pump, and you tell me, no, there's several.
Yeah, we got 12 pumps that are going to move all the water that we need to create the wave. We're going to move over 600,000 gallons of water a minute, and they just go, they're just seamless. They're submersible pumps, so they're down in the pool, and they lift the water to the top and slide it down, and it's just really an engineering marvel how fascinating not only the pumps are, but what has been designed and how they've been utilized to create this wave. So we're really excited about that. They're a tremendous, tremendous pump. We're excited about them.
When you throw that switch, we're not going to have lights flicker in the valley, right?
I mean, PUD has been so great to work with, and we've been dialing it in, and we got a great electrician, and we have a great design team, and they're getting it all perfect for us. And that was one of the big components to bringing something that was designed in Europe and needed to be brought to the United States. There's a lot of little caveats that we just had to make some, you know, changes and get it ready for the United States, because we do things differently than they do over there. So we had to make some adjustments and design it. And we were also, as we already covered, going bigger than everybody else. So we had to make sure we were ready for that as well. So a lot has gone into it. We're trying to make sure that no stone's been hasn't been turned over and looked at, so that it's ready to go and that it's reliable. And once we turn the switch, then people know what they're going to get.
If you will, Robert, walk me through the phase. This is a phased project. So phase one, which will be entering this summer when the surf attraction officially opens, what are some of the other elements of the phase one that go along with the project?
Yeah, so phase one, obviously surfing and a new restroom for Lakeside Surf. Those are kind of foundational. We're also really close to finishing out our new entrance building. So from the upper parking lot, you'll be able to enter into Lakeside Surf or Slidewaters when they're both open. We're also close to finishing our new surf spa or hot tub up right there. And then we already have our taco truck, and we just need to drive it into place, hook it up, and dial that in. So that's kind of the checkpoint for us, is a new entrance, the bathroom, the surfing, the surf spa, and then food and beverage through the taco truck. It's kind of what we hope to open as soon as possible.
And you'll have some seating in the view area?
Yeah, so the surf is all designed around the surf. There is the stadium seating. So there'll be seating, and that's where you'd grab your tacos and you go grab a place to sit. Or maybe you just camp out there all day and everyone's running down to Slidewaters, and that's where they, you know, kids can find their parents just watching people surf, and they're on the comfortable Chase Lounge or at a table, that type of thing.
Outstanding. And then as you move along, a taco truck this year, but eventually I'll let you tell us what's the next phase then, phase two.
Yeah, so late summer, after all that's done, we hope to break ground and start building our pizzeria. So that we would hope would be ready for the fall, and that would kind of complete phase one. And from there, we look into phase two, and when we start talking about adding more retail space, our surf cabanas, a bar, our pickleball courts, and stuff like that, all going in around it. That would kind of be phase two. And then beyond that, we have our dreams of a big promenade that's kind of hovers above, that's kind of at that parking lot level. I mean, when you were up there, you saw, you kind of walked down in, and we hope to carry that elevation out as far as possible, not only on a big promenade, kind of like what you would see at Seaside, Oregon. So a big, huge concrete promenade, and then coming off the end of that promenade is our 30 by 100 foot wooden pier, like you would find in a Southern California beach. And that goes all the way out, and at the end of that, you're just staring straight up lake, almost feeling like you're on top of the Lazy River. So that would kind of be phase three in the next few years, would be our goal for that.
Is the plan then, for whatever the length of the season ends up being for the surf attraction, that the pizzeria, the bar, those things, those will be open during that same time frame?
Yeah, exactly. So Lakeside Surf would be all this space up there, everything we've just talked about, and that those are, it's all scalable. So if we have a big event planned for the fall, then we know we can open all of it. If it's just a private, you know, family reunion for the ROMs and there's 20 of them, you know, we can just do the taco wagon and keep it simpler and smaller. So it's all scalable, but it's all up there in that same space. and it gives us the ability to give people what they need. And we'll be able to see what the season length in the fall and those shoulder seasons will be dictated by how many people want to come and surf. It's really easy for us to scale up in those seasons to what people would want. If we're just going to blow it out and have a great big weekend, then we can find it doesn't take as much staff as Slidewaters to get ready for that, put it on, power it out through a weekend, and then go back to nice quiet life during the week in October. You know, it's easy.
One other element initially I know you had talked about was some sort of an outdoor music venue. Is that still in the plans?
Yeah, so as they'll probably be able to see from some of your pictures, the whole thing is geared around eyes on the surf. So behind the surf, there's space for a stage, and you turn the water off and you cover that, and all of a sudden you have a great amphitheater type setup for a venue to host, you know, music, comedy show, wedding, whatever. The views are remarkable. So we really feel like we've set up and we've created an environment where you turn the water off and we have a lot of other options to go up there.
Now, let's kind of carry back forward. We talked about, I know, in the next phase is when the pickleball will occur, but you've got a couple of additional sand volleyball courts being carved out. Are they going to be done in phase one?
Yeah, so we already have our sand that got delivered earlier this week, and we love our sand. It creates a great playing atmosphere. So we're going to have a second court up and going this year, already paid for all that stuff, so that's on the way as well. So we'll have two courts, the one within Slidewaters, one at Lakeside Surf this summer, and then additional phases have plans for a third, maybe fourth court. And it's a really good component. I mean, the whole Lakeside Surf is really geared around trying to create that Southern California atmosphere that you're at the beach, people are surfing, people are playing volleyball, you have your fish taco, all this type of stuff, just trying to create that atmosphere in North Central Washington for people to enjoy, whether they want to surf or play volleyball or just watch. But that's what we're going for.
Tell me about the build phase, because I find this fascinating. You don't have a general contractor on this project. It's your brother, Burke. It seems to me like you've had this division of duties. You do certain elements of it. He's doing kind of on the construction side. How's that all gone between a couple of brothers working that close side by side on a major project?
We work really well together, and we try to drive to each other's strengths. So Burke is, I don't see him that much. He's up on site managing dozens of subcontractors and overseeing the entire project. He's got a great vision for what we're trying to create. And when we have questions about some vision things or how we want to do some stuff, then we chat it up and then he executes it. And he's left me here to make sure that people know that it's going to happen, that we're ready to operate it, and we have an operation plan, a staffing plan, a pricing plan, and all that type of stuff that I'm taking on down here in the office and working with a completely different set of vendors and networkers and to make sure that once he's completed that project, we're ready to execute and roll forward with it. So we work really well together, we love each other, and it's just, we wouldn't want it any other way. So it's one of the things that we love about what we do is that everything we do for Slidewaters and Lakeside Surf centers around that we're trying to provide experiences for families to come together and have a great time and build those family memories. So it makes it extra special for us to know that it's being done by family for families.
There's a lot involved by launching a project like this, and especially when, at least for this first year, there's staggered time frames, because you're not going to be able to throw open the doors to Lakeside Surf on Memorial Day weekend when Slidewaters opens. Getting enough workers in this community is a challenge for a number of businesses. And I know you've been in the process of hiring. Sounds like you're close to being set for Slidewaters. But what about when the surf side opens? Is it difficult to hire somebody now for something that won't be there until July?
Yeah, it's one of those big hurdles. And we've been facing a lot of those, right? Like we've done our very best not to give hard dates, hard prices, hard things, because there's so much that's not in our control. But staffing has been a really big struggle, because like I know that at some point during this summer I'll need extra people. And if you're familiar with hiring trends in North Central Washington, you can't just go out in the middle of July and say, okay, I need to find 10 people that can work for the rest of the summer. Every July we're always looking for a couple more people, because people's plans and circumstances have changed, and we always had that need just for Slidewaters. So we've staffed up a little bit Just for what we'll carry with Slidewaters, we'll eat a little extra payroll in that early part of the season, just so that when the back end comes, we can float some people up there so that we're ready and able to staff it. But really, one of the beauties of Lakeside Surf is that it's so much less staffing than Slidewaters. So just to give people hard numbers, Slidewaters staff this summer, I'm looking to hire about 60 to 64 guards for our guard team. The kitchen team is going to be 30 to 35 people for our kitchen team. So we're closing in on 100 people for Slidewaters. That's what it's been for like the last 4 or 5 years. All of Lakeside Surf to operate that for a full staff, not on a daily basis, I'm looking 10 to 15 people to operate that wave. So really a much smaller number. And then when you get into the shoulder seasons, I can get it going for with 3-4 people on a weekend and be completely operational. And then food and beverage would be on top of that. So the one of the things that drew us to this was the ability to staff it differently and not be so staff heavy. If I needed 65 people to operate that in September and October, then I'd be ludicrous because you can't pull that off here.
Well, Robert, busy times in the past, busy times still ahead for you guys here at Slidewaters, but congratulations on getting this project this close right now and soon to be here. For the public unveiling, when you actually are ready to open the doors, are you guys doing anything special?
Yeah, we'll have something, and it'll see how it unfolds, you know, because the timeline will be a big piece of the puzzle and those type of things. But if it comes together in that mid to late July or August, then we can plan for that. If we consider that all kind of a soft opening and then have some kind of event on the calendar for a weekend in September, we haven't quite figured that out yet, but I got a lot of people that we want to bring in and celebrate what we've accomplished from vendors and people that supported us along the way. So we want to do some kind of big event, but we don't have the specifics of what it'll look like yet, but there'll be a time where we'll need to just exhale and do some celebrating.
I do have another question here, and that has to do with competition. I know that was one of the things you talked about, bringing in some competitive events to this new facility. Probably a little difficult to schedule because the timeline has been so fluid on when you'll actually be open. But as you look ahead and forecast, any time frame of when maybe we'll see a first competition here at the lake?
Yeah, absolutely. We like to play optimistic and push for hard things, but we haven't given up on a fall competition. So that could still happen this year. We're in talks with people that could help us make that work, but we haven't given up on that idea. And then our goal would be that it would become an annual thing. So, and there's the ability to do different types of competitions. So we can do something with professionals that surf all around the world, and that would be fantastic and awesome and bring a lot of light to Chelan. And they want to come because we're offering the big wave. But we can also do regional things. We can do kids competitions and all those things. I watched a video of a kid surfing one of these in Tokyo the other day. And it was like a year anniversary from the first time that he got on the wave to the end. And he was already doing some 360s and carving hard. And he had just 1 year earlier stepped on a surfboard for the first time ever in his life. And we really hope that people gravitate towards this. They see it and they accomplish it. And then they work at getting better. And they're just going to, especially kids, they're just going to take off. Now me, I'm a little raw on it. And I don't anticipate that changing. I've plowed my road elsewhere and I could do some other things decently. So I'm not sure how great I'll get at surfing, but I'm excited to see North Central Washington kids have this in their backyard and be able to learn it quickly and go somewhere and someone say, where'd you learn to surf? And they say Chelan, Washington. Like, how's that possible? And then they could tell the story of Lakeside Surf.
Outstanding. So speaking of teaching, does that mean then initially you're going to have some instructors available from early on?
Yeah. So those 10 to 15 people that we talked about earlier would really be considering them surf coaches. So down here we have guards, people keeping people safe, engaging, and helping them have a good time. Up there, I'm looking for people that can help people surf. Coach, give them tips, pointers, help them get them out, get comfortable on the wave, not sit back and just watch them. It's an actual interaction and engagement thing, much like you would think your coach helps you, like a private coach. So that's what we will be placing up there for everybody, because I know that's what I needed when I experienced the thing.
And are there 10 or 15 of those kinds of people in North Central Washington?
Yeah, I think with the wake surfing that's going on, and then you'd imagine the what I found out there in the surf community, people that drive to the ocean to surf, and they exist here, as well as the quick learning curve that exists for youth to be able to get this and figure it out. To be able to take someone that can surf a little bit and get it doing and then translate that into to a beginner, not that bad. The high level surfers, you know, we might take a little bit longer if someone's looking is like, well, how do I do that, you know, 360? I'm not sure I have those in my back pocket, but I think over time we'll get there.
Lastly, I know you have a lot of content that you're putting out on your social media channels, your website, including some really cool videos. If people want to dig a little deeper into this enterprise, what's an easy way for them to get there?
Yeah, so we're working on getting lakesidesurf.com up and running with all our updates and information. Right now, slidewaters.com is covering and holding some of that information. We have our YouTube channel where we're putting all our videos, and then we have our Facebook, our Instagram, where we're just trying to do as much as possible to update all those different channels so that we can get it to however people gather their information. We want to make sure that it's available to them. So slidewaters.com, lakesidesurf.com, our Facebook page, our Instagram account are all great avenues to try to stay in touch with us.
Robert Bordner, thank you so much for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Dennis. Have a great day.
Our thanks to Robert Bordner of Slidewaters Water Park and the brand new Lakeside Surf. I can just hear that surf music in the back of my head right now, Steve.
Cue the Beach Boys.
Jan and Dean.
Yeah, they're Jan and Dean.
Dick
yeah.
Dale.
Okay.
The Ventures, all that good stuff, you know.
Ventures.
Going to be fun times. And at just the beginning, Steve, because, yeah, the attraction will be there. And it's really cool they've got that seating bowl that's up there. So even if you have no inclination, like me, to get out and surf, I will have an inclination to sit there and watch the others that are doing it. They're going to have nice chairs there, and they're going to have some additional, like, bungalows that are available for private use for rent up in that area.
Rather than surf, I prefer a meat lovers and a beer. We got it. We're there. We're ready.
Exactly. And I think it's actually designed because the flow of this, I want to say, I'm going to have to harken back to my story, but it's like these pumps, and they're herking, and there's like 12 or 13 of them, and if you saw the photo, Steve, they look like missiles, and they're going to generate like 600,000 gallons of water per minute, and they can adjust the level. So my understanding is that it's not just going to be necessarily surfing, but you might also be able to body surf, boogie board surf, stand-up paddle board, you know, other means of playing on that surf wave, maybe even a small kayak. I don't know, but we'll see how that all unfolds. But it's going to make for some great video and photo opportunities. I can guarantee it.
I'm looking forward to this. It's probably the biggest project that will have a very, very, very significant impact in the Lake Chelan Valley in a long, long time. I can't think of a bigger project recently than this one and what it'll mean for the community.
Well, and you think about it too, Steve, if they do indeed get into some of these surf competitions,
yeah, there you go.
It'll put heads in beds as well. It's going to be people
exactly.
Here. They're going to have to spend the night.
Several
and so, yeah, that it's, I think, a win-win for everybody. So excited for that to be coming. Congratulations to Robert and Burke Bordner and the crew there at Slidewaters Water Park and now the Lakeside Surf attraction. Before we sign off, Steve, want to make a quick mention. Kind of plugging a lot of stories on LakeChelanNow.com, it feels like. But we also had one up recently on a new business here in town by Jackson Engstrom, a vessel assistance program that he's put together. He's got a really nice boat. He's got float bags. He can retrieve vessels from the bottom. He can come out and deliver you gas if you run out of gas on the water. He can provide tows and all those things. So I would encourage folks, if you're a boater, he's got a really screaming special going on, $100 for the seasonal membership, and that would provide you the gas service, the tow, some of those emergency services, and half off even the dive stuff that they do. They can dive down to he and his wife. As a matter of fact, both are certified divers. So check it out, LakeChelanNow.com.
It's basically a bit of insurance.
Indeed. And you know, Jackson, we spent a lot of time on the lake.
Yeah. He's got, 25,000 hours piloting, something.
And
like
he's
that.
Only like 30 years old.
Yeah. it's a great way to ensure that you will have vessel assistance when and if needed on the lake.
Absolutely. All right, Steve, thank you so much again. It's been a lot of fun. We'll be back at it the next go-round. But for now,
we've been making some waves
on LakeChelanNow.com. So long.